Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Chuck Graham Show. This one will probably get taken off of YouTube, too. Well, we got a lot to get into today. I'm probably only going to do one of these a week. Last video I did, it was YouTube took it down for... And what surprised me is they labeled it as scam. Scam. Doesn't surprise me if you mention anything about the election or COVID-19 and there's no data on masks, that sort of thing. And even Fauci just came out and said, well, there's no data if you wear a double mask. We don't know if that'll be effective. After previously saying that it's just common sense, it would be more effective. Let me just say this. There's no data at all that they're effective. None. There's not been any double-blind studies. Actually, they said that it would be immoral to do a study like that. I tell you what, I don't wear them, and I'm not going to. I'm not taking the vaccine either. But that's just my opinion. Do whatever you want. Wearing a mask makes you feel good, and it makes you feel like you're doing something, absolutely. Wear it. Doesn't matter to me. I'm just not going to do it. So, and I haven't found a story yet that will make you. That will force you to do it. But anyway, I'll get off that because they'll probably take the video down just because of that statement. And keep in mind, folks, this is just my opinion. I'm not a doctor. So, you know, YouTube and these social media tyrants, they're taking stuff down because of dissenting opinions. These are just my opinions. Take it with a grain of salt. Go do your own research. Do your own due diligence. If I told you to buy software stock here and it'd be a good investment, would you do it? If you did, just based on what I said, without doing due diligence, you're an idiot. So, I'm just saying, do your own due diligence. Don't depend on anybody else. And every one of those fact checks that I've read, I don't have a Facebook page anymore because I deleted it because they're idiots and I'm not going to give them my data. And either Twitter. Don't have Twitter either. I have a Parler account and I have a Telegram account. And so there's that. You can follow me at charlesgraham.com. That's where all my podcasts will be. Or you can go to iTunes, The Chuck Graham Show, or Spotify. They're there too, unless they've taken some of them down. I don't know. This is bad, folks. This is bad. You know why it's bad? Remember the Enquirer? You remember the National Enquirer? In today's climate, that paper would be shut down. It would be completely shut down. Everyone knew that the National Enquirer was bullshit. It didn't take much to understand that no woman had Bigfoot's baby. Okay? You know, or some of the other nonsense that they used to post. I mean, you would have to be a moron not to do your own due diligence. And do you realize right now on YouTube, there is video right now promoting flat earth? Yeah, flat earth. And there's like 3 million people in this godforsaken country that actually believes that the world is flat. And YouTube don't take those videos down. I wonder why. Because they don't give two shits about censorship. They'd give a shit about conservative voice suppression. That's what they care about. God-fearing, honest American, gun-toting folks like myself, that's what they care about suppressing. That's it. It's that simple. And right now, they're getting away with it. YouTube's getting away with it. They're not as bad as Facebook and Twitter yet. And look, while we're talking about censorship, what about the Psychic Friends Network that was all over the TV 10 years ago, 15 years ago? That's all over YouTube. Psychics and mediums and all sorts of things. Marilyn Manson, Satanist. They don't do anything about that. Excuse me, I got a sinus problem. I'm going to snort in the phone. I mean, in the microphone. This country is censor central. And it's all because they disagree with dissenting opinions. That's what this country is based on. Do I want to silence the left? No. Do I think that, and let me just say this, United States Supreme Court in Mattel versus Tam, hate speech is free speech, folks. That's just a fact. There's a difference between free speech and fight words. Get into that again on another show. But you don't want the language that you hate the most is the language you want to protect the most. Because today, the hate word is fag. Tomorrow, it's Jesus or Allah or some other name that's offensive to whatever group. Look, I really don't care if I offend somebody. And they shouldn't care what I say. People say stuff all the time I disagree with. Am I so shallow that I'm going to get offended by it? No, I would just say, well, it's their opinion. Opinions matter. And let me just say this. Even in our court systems, you have dissenting opinions that look at the same facts. And one group will come up with a dissenting opinion why the other group is wrong. Should that dissenting opinion be silenced? No. It's a perspective of the other side. Moving on. Insurrection and the Capitol building. That wasn't an insurrection, people. Do you realize there's more guns in this country owned by private citizens than the world's military combined? And we're talking about automatic weapons. Not fully automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons. And just because a weapon looks like a military-style weapon, it's not a military-style weapon. An AR-15, pow, 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 right? High-capacity magazines. I don't have a problem with citizens owning fully automatic rifles. But let me tell you something. There is no such thing as assault weapon. Look up the definition of assault. Every weapon is an assault weapon. I don't give a damn if it's a .22 Walther PPK, a 9mm short, a Beretta. All of it's assault weapon, because if you shoot somebody, you just assaulted them if you don't kill them. Whether it's in self-defense or not, it's another issue. But the point being is, it's a misplay on words. And it's just fake. It's just fake. And most of the people in mass shootings are handguns. I can tell you right now, you can throw more lead with a triple-aught buckshot in a shotgun with an 18-inch barrel than you can a semi-automatic AR-15. Not saying it would be any more powerful than that, because it wouldn't. The AR-15 would be deadly if it hit you, but so would a shotgun within a certain range. Now, the AR-15 is going to travel further. But anyway. But that wasn't an insurrection. My point being, an insurrection would have been all of those people being armed and all of those people storming the Capitol to take it over. That's not what they did. They rioted, and they shouldn't have. But they didn't commit an insurrection. And there was Trump supporters trying to tell other Trump supporters, or mixed in with Antifa, not to do it. But there was Trump supporters in there, no doubt. I don't doubt that at all. You know, you get a massive amount of people together, they'd be able to do stuff that individuals wouldn't normally do by themselves. But I was reading this article about the mother of eight being held in jail indefinitely. Prosecutors are calling for that. Doesn't surprise me under this administration. Why? Why would you call for that? And let me just tell you one more thing. The best thing you can do if you ever approach by any of those federal agencies is to say this. The basic function of the Fifth Amendment is so that innocent men don't get ensnared by ambiguous circumstances. Ohio versus Rainer, United States Supreme Court. If you have any sense, you'll shut up and you won't talk to them. Unlike talking to the local police, which I was for quite a long time ago and for quite a while, you don't go to jail for lying to the local cops, but you will go to jail if you misspeak. And trust me, if Martha Stewart can go to jail, any of us can. Even the initial investigation turned out to be nothing, but she misspoke, charged her anyway. That ought to be reserved for Congress. And the federal agencies should be, that needs to be amended. It's so broad that the statute that allows them to prosecute you for lying is really, really broad. And I don't have it on hand. So anyway, but they're calling for her to be held indefinitely. How? I mean, That doesn't make any sense. She's not able to bond out. Did you see anything on fire when they stormed the Capitol? And I don't agree with what they did, but did you see anything on fire? Mm-mm. Did you see them defacing the main chamber? Nope. You see man with the bullhorn and the horns, he goes in and they hold prayer. They don't show you that video, but they actually held prayer in there. But it scared the hell out of the congressman. I'm afraid that I would have had to just sit there if I'd have been a congressman. I mean, they were actually talking to the police. But let me just say this, though. But have you heard anything from the mainstream media about Ashley Babbitt? She was the one that was shot by the Capitol Police or somebody or one of the agencies. I couldn't really say if it was the Capitol Police or not. But it was one of the law enforcement agencies. So tell me, why has his ass not been charged? That was flat murder. He never should have discharged that firearm, especially when he had other officers behind her. He was scared, and he acted as such. I've often said it. The days of the cowboys are gone. I don't know if they're putting something in the water or what, but I don't even think I probably would have even drew my weapon at that point, unless I saw a weapon. Why? I mean, you know, you're not required to fight off a mob of people, right? You have the right to defend yourself, but you had other guys there with you. You had police that was behind her. She should have never been shot. Now, if she'd have been black or a member of Antifa, they'd be burning the cities down. And I don't mean that to be racist, but it's obvious to me. If that woman would have been liberal, black, and a member of one of those groups, they would be burning the city down and they'd be prosecuting the hell out of the officer. My observation, my opinion. Now, that's just my opinion, and it's hyperbole. Because, obviously, I don't know what would happen, and I don't know what would happen in a circumstance that hasn't happened. But my feelings are that's what would happen. You know, what you saw there was mostly peaceful protest by the definition of the mainstream media. because you could literally, when they were reporting in Oregon, you had reporters reporting that, oh, these are mostly peaceful protests with fucking buildings burning in the background. Literally, the backdrop was buildings burning. You can't make this up. If it's the left, it's mostly peaceful protest. If it's the right or Trump supporters, it's insurrection. No insurrection would have been a million Trump supporters showing up armed. That would have been insurrection. What you saw was a riot stemming from a protest, which we have a constitutional right to do unless you're a Trump supporter. And what's the horrible thing about this is the Republicans are letting these people get away with it. Literally letting them get away with it. I have never seen someone abandon a person like Trump was abandoned. Lindsey Graham was the worst. He was on every news. Go to lindseygraham.com. We need your donations. What's going to happen? He was scared to fucking death he was going to lose that damn election. I wish he had now. And I almost sent money to him, but I don't trust him at all. He's two-faced. And I hope he loses the next election. And I got news for you. I watched a clip from Donald Trump in 1992, I think it was, 92 or 96. And he basically says he loves revenge. So all of you rhinos out there, you 10 Republicans that called for his impeachment, he's going to come for you, and he's going to rally for your Republican opponent in a year. So, hey, I just suspect that's what he's going to do. And I hope he does. I hope he absolutely destroys your political career. You're either loyal or you're not. But it's not about that. Donald Trump's not a Republican. He's more like a libertarian and a realist. And we might as well just lay down, because the Biden administration is just going to simply give China everything they want. The tariffs will be lifted if they hadn't been already. And they'll go back to business as usual. They have a massive army. It's nothing like ours as far as equipment. But just watch. I forget who said it. I don't know if it was Stalin. I can't remember. But they said they'll take over America without ever firing a shot. I can't remember who it was. If you know, leave it in the comments. But I'm disappointed. But what I am not disappointed in, I will say, is I don't have, I said it before, I don't have a Facebook or a Twitter. And I feel absolutely wonderful not logging on and listening to that bullshit that comes through and the advertisement and not giving, you know what I wish? And I don't have enough supporters to actually call for anything. But I will say this, I really wish that all conservatives throughout the world would shut their Facebook down for 10 days and watch Zuckerberg and his business model collapse. Just not giving them my data. Just not. I'm not going to give it to the morons that are spying. I do wish Trump would have pardoned Eric Snowden. I mean, I know what he did was illegal. But later they found that it was, I think it was the Supreme Court found that it, what the government was doing was unconstitutional. And people say, well, you know, we're not calling for violence. Well, I'm not calling for violence either. But these people, we have to vote these people out. If you don't, the country that you know that you grew up in is going to be over. If you don't get these socialists and these leftists out of office. What I've never understood is why super rich people vote for these folks. It doesn't. On one hand, the left will say, hey, the rich people get all the tax breaks. Really? I tell you what, you invest in a stock today and then you make $1 million off that stock, you're going to send the government $370,000 of that on your capital gains. Who really pays the taxes then? Yeah, it's the super rich. They pay 99% of the taxes. My point being is this. I've never understood why they support the left. When the left is always trying to raise their taxes. Maybe it's because they're super rich and they don't care. When taxes are raised, it makes it really hard for small businesses like my own to function. This pandemic totally destroyed my company. Well, no, the government did. Now, I've bobbed and weaved and got everything back on track, and I'm going to survive it as I pull it back up into existence, and I will. I will. It's just taking me a little time. And see, and people just don't understand. If you work at Walmart or you work at Target or any of those, quote, essential businesses, every business is essential, people. It's essential to the blood, sweat, and tears of the person that built it, that has HELOC loans, hocking everything they had to start it up. And then the government has the audacity to say because of a virus that you have a 99.9% survival rate if you're below 60 and in good health. COVID's not a super deadly killer. It's the banana peeling you stepped on when you abused your body for 20 years. Like myself, I'm overweight. It could kill me if I get it. So should you shut down for my fat ass? No. No, you shouldn't. If I get it and die, I guess I've lived long enough. But I've always said that, even when I was a cop. I didn't let... Fear is a good thing, people. But letting fear control you is a bad thing. I stay out of places that I'm more susceptible to. If I choose to do that. But really, I've just lived my life. Did what I wanted to do. If I get it, I get it. So, I'm just saying, we can't shut down the economy for that. And they took down one of my, I don't know if they took the one down where Fauci was saying at first masks don't work and it actually could cause the spread of it. I really think you're gonna look one day and you're going to find that this is the biggest social experiment ever perpetrated on the American people. And hey, they used to call MK Ultra a conspiracy theory too, and the people that believed in it was nuts. Turned out it was true. The CIA did give LSD to unsuspecting Americans. Wow, who knew? Point being is this. Do your own due diligence. Don't take my word for anything. It's just my opinion. And I can guarantee you that this video will be struck down if it goes on YouTube. I don't care. I don't. I'm going to leave a description in there to the websites, and I'm going to leave a description. Follow me on Telegram. And when they get Parler back up, I'm going to go with Parler. And you can follow me on at charlesgrimm.com. Support the show if you choose to. Appreciate it. Looks like we got a hell of a year again. 2020 was awful. Worst year that I can remember. And we're not all in this together, too. I'm not gonna tell you that nonsense. We're not. I'm better off than some. And there are a hell of a lot of people are better off than me. But there's also that group of people. One more thing before I close. This virus and this shutdown didn't affect your really poor people that's on welfare. They still got a check. They still went on with their lives just like they always do. And it didn't affect your rich people. You know who it affected? Small business owners and working class Americans that could not go to work. They weren't on welfare. That's who it affected. And that's despicable. We don't need your stimulus check, government. We need you to get the hell out of the way and let us go back to work. I'm back to work. Fuck 'em. But I'm just saying, that's what we need. And I've always said it. Your public health officials, this is my opinion too, are like the public defenders of your county and state. Yeah, they'll do you they'll get you a plea deal, but chances are you're gonna go to jail if you use the public defender rather than the private attorney. Some public defenders, there's better public defenders than others. I'm not gonna put y'all in a box. That would be unfair. Probably got some that just love to do it. But by and large, you're better off with a really good, expensive criminal defense attorney that doesn't give a shit if you're guilty or not. All he cares about is getting you out of that situation. So your public health officials are kind of like your public defenders. Yeah, they have a job to do. But they're not as good as the frontline immunologist and all those that day-to-day see patients. And there was thousands of dissenting opinions on how this virus was handled. And all of them were scrubbed from the internet. Almost all of them. It started out with the two immunologists in California that come out against it. And was saying that the mask and all that stuff were ineffective. And their shit got scrubbed. That's why I think it's a social experiment. But hey, just my opinion. And all I can say is, I can just about tell you that the pussies from YouTube are going to take this video down. I'll probably get 2 strikes and then they'll suspend my account. I got 38 followers. Yay. I do this for fun. And saves on the therapist. All right, folks. Until the next video, thank y'all for listening. Please hit that subscribe button and that notification bell and be notified to the next video that we have. All in my opinion. Do your own due diligence. Don't take my word for it. I'm not a prophet. Bye-bye.